God, I'm glad the week is finally over. The boss works us too hard. You think so too? God, you're just the worst. At least it's finally the weekend. Say, there's a really nice restaurant right by my apartment. Want to get dinner there tonight? Really? You would? Yay! Oh, I'm so excited and my wingtips are fluttering. I'm looking forward to it. I just gotta grab some things from my office. I'll meet you in the lobby and call a cab so we can go to the restaurant. So this is it. Fancy place, right? I've been here a few times, and I always said I wanted to come here with you. And now it's finally happening. That feels good. Anyway, the food will be here soon. I think you'll really enjoy it. Ah, there it is. Put in an order for several dishes I know you'll absolutely love. So go on, dig in. What? Yeah, I guess it is a lot of food. But I wanted our day to be perfect, so I had to order all your favorite meals. So won't you enjoy them? Please? Yay! It's good, right? Looks like you're enjoying yourself. Didn't take much to get you to start pigging out. Oh, relax, I'm kidding. But eat all you want. The waiter will bring you another plate for each one you empty. So, have as much as you want. Have it all. Will you enjoy? Well, you certainly made yourself big and round, didn't you? I doubt I'd be able to wrap my arms all around for a goodnight hug. But we'll be doing much more than hugging at my place, anyway. Ah, my wingtips are fluttering again. Come on, let's go. I'm right on the first floor, so we won't have to go far. We're here! This is my home. Welcome, welcome. And my bedroom is right here. You're looking at the bed with such anticipation. Is that what you expect after such a night? To go on a lovely date and be made love to until the sun rises again? Well, we can start with a kiss. Like that? You taste good. Oh? Too weird? Too bad. Because you're not here to be my date. You're here to be my prey. Every day I spend at the office looking at you is all that got me through the day. Looking at your human form and saying to myself, God, what a fucking delicious meal this one can be. So much succulent potential. And I knew that one day I would realize that potential to its fullest and absolutely devour you. Fattening up you humans really brings out your taste. I can't wait to eat you up. That caught me off guard. But what do you think harpy's wings are for, darling? It's so it can be faster than our prey when they try to escape. You're not getting out of this one. And it tastes so good when you're scared. Somehow you taste even better than before. If I'd known that fear would enhance your flavor, I'd have let all my prey try to run. Each bit of fear has made you a tastier and tastier meal. So tasty that I can't help myself anymore. I always devour my prey head first, you know. Let them clearly see where they're headed. My gut. Oh my, all that food gave you a yummy double chin. Extra layers of fat always add so much flavor. Oh god, what a fat, scrumptious stomach. That's always the best part of prey. Any humans found up so easily. I can't get enough. I need more. There we go. You were so good. Probably my most delicious prey yet. How I enjoyed that. So delectable and plump. Oh my, you trying to escape? I told you already that I've devoured my prey. So you must know that resistance is futile. What are you gonna do? Get your big fat body back up my tiny throat? Good luck with that, you ordinary human. Harpy is made for eating prey. And humans, whether you like it or not, are made to be our food. And that's what you were tonight. Delicious, scrumptious food. In the morning, you'll be nothing but sludge in my belly and fat on my body. God, I always need a nice long nap after a big meal like that. Looks like that yummy supper order digested too. Maybe a little bigger too. Well, I don't mind going soft if it means I've had a delicious living meal. And all my weight does go to my ass. Maybe that stupid gome of prey will like that they helped make it bigger. Well, it's the weekend. Perhaps I should go out and get a snack.